Future strong. When you look ahead, are you prepared to tackle the challenges of a rapidly changing, technology-driven world? Or do the obstacles ahead worry you? Many business leaders today express fear when they talk about the disruptions coming our way. In the 21st century, many organizations and their leaders are still stuck in the past, following old-fashioned ways. They manage from the top down, avoid risks too much, and ignore how people's interactions and innovations are changing beyond the workplace. These strategies stop new ideas from growing. To succeed today, companies need brave leaders who know that a business is only as good as its team members. Leaders should pioneer the path toward a strong future. They should be ready to try new things, accept setbacks, and highlight the importance of knowing oneself and pursuing passions. Instead of being afraid, they should welcome creativity, flexibility, and uncertainty. To be truly future strong, leaders need to take the initiative. Start by making 5 choices today that will unlock a strong future for both you and your organization. 1. Expand your future with your inner truths. Felix Maradiaga had a life-changing moment standing alone by the Rio Grande, ready to cross into the U.S. He was escaping the civil war in Nicaragua. This critical event molded his identity as someone who values peace. Maradiaga's past experiences guided his decisions years later when he was approached with a business proposal by the same people who had forced him out of his home many years before. Instead of reacting angrily, Maradiaga used the self-awareness and bravery he gained from those challenging times. He decided to forgive them and support their project financially. Build resilience through life's challenges. To be future strong means understanding the pivotal moments that shape who you are. It's about using those moments to strengthen your courage, persistence, and passion. How you view these critical moments, both as they occur and later on, can help you see the person you aspire to be. By framing these experiences in a positive light, you can harness their power to become the best version of yourself. Key moments in life can shape who you are and guide you through challenges. They help you stay true to your beliefs, even in tough times, and open up new opportunities as you face the future. Understanding yourself means letting go of old ideas that hold you back from your dreams. Use these pivotal moments to learn more about yourself and grow into the person you want to be. These experiences can also inspire and guide those around you, showing them the way forward. 2. Discover what sets your soul on fire. Living in constant fear of your true self contradicts the idea of having a strong future. Look at Roz Savage, an ocean rower who understands this well. For years, she let fear guide her, opting for a safe career instead of following her real values. Savage learned that overcoming fear means knowing and accepting who you are and thinking about the legacy you want to leave behind. You must be willing to step outside your comfort zone. It can be scary to push your limits, but taking risks leads to new opportunities and allows you to support others on their journey of self-discovery. Reflect on pivotal moments in your past and consider how they shape the person you are today. Learn how to use your crucial experiences effectively by following these practical steps. First, be honest with yourself about your identity and legacy. Think about how you can change the world if you overcome fear and live your values fully. Second, develop your story that explains what makes you who you are, and share it with others. Third, help others discover their true selves. Discover your driving force. Think about what truly motivates you. Find that inner passion or goal that defines your future direction. It should be something deeply personal, emerging from self-awareness and acceptance. For instance, Rich Sheridan of Menlo Innovations chose joy as the core inspiration for his work. This decision required him to be vulnerable and open about what mattered most to him. By dedicating himself to this passion, Sheridan found a focus and sense of freedom that had been missing in his previous endeavors. Simply updating business systems and structures requires bold action and inspiring others to follow suit. In the corporate world, and in life overall, failures are inevitable and choices are abundant. To stay on track amid these challenges, focus on your primary objective, the one thing that guides you forward. This approach can revolutionize your leadership style and how you influence others. Pursue your passion. Focus on your main goal. Your commitment to what matters most will motivate and attract similar-minded individuals. By actively pursuing your goal, you will build teams around a central idea, helping members achieve their aspirations. Here are steps to follow to act on your main goal. 1. Think about what truly drives you. Reflect on the moments that tested you and the mark you want to leave behind. 2. Achieving your passion doesn't happen overnight. Keep moving forward, step by step, towards living the life you envision. 3. Set aside time each day to work on your top priority. 4. Get others to assist you in reaching your goal and ensure they help keep you on track. 5. Create a 1-year plan to stay focused and change your life. Choose 3 words that capture your plan for the next year. Live by those words. 3. Choose to be your humble self. Becoming future strong requires embracing humility and personal vulnerability. When you actively choose vulnerability, you're courageously pursuing the life you desire. Conversely, when vulnerability unexpectedly confronts you, you find yourself reacting to it. Ella Fletcher, a former management consultant now a yoga teacher, emphasizes that the key isn't simply choosing between corporate or alternative paths, but rather taking control of your own destiny. To overcome fear and accept vulnerability, ask yourself how you can confront risks with humility. Choosing vulnerability is crucial in today's tech-driven world. It's challenging because it involves letting go of the known past in favor of an uncertain future. Being vulnerable demands courage. It means taking risks on your own. Vulnerability for leadership. In leadership, choosing vulnerability involves seizing opportunities wisely and taking the first step towards openness without worrying about preserving your image. To encourage trust and encourage others to be vulnerable, you must demonstrate courage by being the first to take that step. When encountering disruption, see it as an opportunity for growth and reinvention, reflecting on your true passions to determine if the disruption aligns with them. Let's simplify this. Answering these questions will help you dive deeper into vulnerability. Question 1. How can you push yourself beyond your comfort zone and take a leap of faith? Question 2. How will you actively seek opportunities to show vulnerability? Question 3. How can you lead others to accept and value vulnerability? 4. Select your challenges and what you're willing to sacrifice. Encountering challenges is unavoidable on your path to success. It's important to discern which hardships are beneficial and which are not. Some difficulties can propel you forward, prompting you to reassess your priorities and grow. Others are merely distractions. As former Navy SEAL Rob Newsom suggests, accepting challenges that align with your values is beneficial in the long run. Companies often require employees to tackle obstacles that hinder their personal aspirations. By opting for challenges that align with your goals and avoiding those that don't contribute to your progress, you can steer clear of organizations that don't prioritize future success. This way, you won't get tied down to companies that lack forward-thinking strategies. The changing workplace contract. In the past, it was common for employers to expect employees to tackle any challenge, even if it wasn't directly related to their goals. Back then, loyalty between a company and its workers was stronger on both sides. But now, this mutual loyalty seems to have disappeared. Just because you work hard for a company doesn't mean you have to accept every difficult task that comes your way. It's important to decide which challenges and sacrifices will help you reach your own dreams, and which ones won't. Today, only 10% of workers believe they can achieve their career dreams in their current jobs. Many employees feel their companies don't value their time and skills. Attract and retaining top talent. To attract and keep the best young employees, you need to address these issues. First, ensure that employees' personal goals are just as important as the company's objectives. Second, create a workplace where employees can shape their own futures while aligning with the company's vision. Lastly, demonstrate genuine appreciation for your employees' time and hard work. Here's what's expected of you as an employee. First, think about how often you're faced with tasks that get in the way of what matters most to you. Second, stand up for yourself and choose challenges that align with your personal goals. Lastly, if your job is holding you back, consider looking for a new one. 5. Select your backers wisely. To truly prepare for the future, it's crucial to surround yourself with people who will always support you. In the corporate world, this strong bond emerges when employees encourage each other to explore and understand themselves better. Leaders play a vital role by showing that they support their employees, especially those who dare to innovate and take risks. This creates a culture where everyone feels backed and valued. When it comes to relationships, it's important to choose wisely. Look for trustworthy friends who will support you consistently. Aim to connect with about 8 to 16 individuals who you can rely on in both everyday life and during challenging times. Share your important experiences with these people. Those who understand and resonate with your values will naturally gravitate towards you. The right companions will encourage you towards your personal goals and keep you accountable, just as you will do for them. Living by the principle of human connectedness helps create a better world for everyone. 1. Who would you choose to have your back? 2. How can they help you stay strong in moving toward your future? 3. How will you support and encourage others? 4. How can you contribute to a more connected human culture? Key points. 1. Face life's challenges to build resilience and discover your true self for future success. 2. Pursue your passion boldly to stay motivated and attract like-minded individuals. 3. Confront vulnerability and take calculated risks to lead effectively in a changing world. 4. Choose challenges wisely, aligning them with personal goals for meaningful growth. 5. Surround yourself with supportive individuals who share your values for mutual success. 6. Promote a workplace that values personal aspirations alongside company objectives. 7. Encourage openness, innovation, and collaboration to effectively address future uncertainties.